Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, episode 100.
Whoa. How did we get to 100 episodes, Lad?
Well, maybe we've got another 100 coming up.
Yeah, you think this has got a lot of life left in it, yeah?
Keep listening, and today we've got reviewing about the 100 episodes of this podcast. So basically what it's going to be is like, you'll be the interviewer and I'll answer the question. So it's going to be a bit like a interview.
Yeah. I want to hear all of Lad's opinions on the 100 episodes.
So, and ask me like what my favourite ground was and what my favourite moment was. And then, so we'll do a bit about the matches I've been to and a bit about the podcast. So
yeah, brilliant. Well, first question, Lad. How did the podcast all get started?
So really, one day I had my football training, and when it had finished, we always used to predict football scores in the back of the car on our way to a match or something like that. And then one day we said, why not we make a podcast, and then we can predict our scores on the podcast. And then now we've just got to 100 episodes.
Yeah, it's where we got to, and we said how we should track our podcast, our predictions, so we knew like who was winning from them. And it's hard to do that in a car when I'm driving and we've got a pen and paper, but now the podcast does it for us, doesn't it?
Yeah, now we've got a microphone, we've got
fans in lots of countries, and we get like 50 people listening to the episodes. It's great.
Yeah, so good.
So, okay, I'm going to talk to you about episodes, then I'm going to get into stats. Is that okay?
Good
so
idea.
I've got in front of you now the top 10 episodes by listeners.
10th place.
Yeah, do we do a top 10 countdown? Yeah, and just you tell me, if you stop me, if you can remember anything about the episode that's interesting. So shall I do,
probably won't.
Shall I do the announcement? Do you do the announcement?
So you say number 10 and I'll say it.
In 10th place,
Crazy Cremonese, and that had 48 plays and ranked number 10.
Yeah. In 9th place,
Miserable Big Sam, and that had 50 players.
So I can't remember exactly what Big Sam was grumpy about at the time, but
yeah, he's just always miserable.
He's always grumpy. In 8th place,
who's going down? 50 players, so
yeah, kind of like, joint place, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I think that was about like who's going down in the Premier League, was it?
I think it was last season. Yeah, and it was getting like, and it was ended up the answer being Leicester. So moving on swiftly. In 7th place,
why does every Saudi team start with Al?
Yeah, and actually one of our listeners put a comment on telling us about it. So that was
by
really
the way, cool. Can you just say the normal numbers?
Yeah. Okay. In 6th place,
vegan grass. That was definitely about Forest Green's. Their green Coke, was it?
Their green Coke, yeah. Like, everything was like about energy saving. And
now they're getting a new ground with 500 trees outside of it.
Yeah, and
and now have 51 plays.
And they're no longer in the 92, so they don't count towards the 92 anymore.
Yeah,
whether
they're
old ground, new ground.
I'm not bothered.
Will they ever come back? Will we ever go again? In 5th place, top 5 now.
Service station bottler.
Can you remember much about that episode or the reason?
I think the person it was about was Dad.
Yeah, and what do I do in service stations on more
than
one occasion?
I was starving. Here we go, in the service station. Oh, I won't take, this is you, yeah?
Yeah.
I won't take that spot because it looks quite tight. I'll just go on for a bit more until I get a better spot, yeah? And then I was like, no, just go in that one.
I was like, I'll get you right near the door, mate, if I carry
on.
I was like,
just go in that one. The door's like only like a 2 minute walk, 1 minute walk from here, and then you were like, oh, I just got a bit closer, yeah. And then you just drove straight out of the surface.
I got so far there was no turning back.
54 plays, that have 54
yeah,
plays.
54 people laughing at Dad. In 4th place,
town full of roundabout. Oh, that's MK Dons.
MK Dons, yeah, we've gone to MK Dons.
56 plays, that?
Yeah, in 3rd place,
who needs Gary Lineker? That was when we were saying, why not we be the commentary?
Yeah, because Gary Lineker had said he wouldn't do match of the day for the week.
60 plays, that.
And
obviously the original Lab versus Dab football predictions.
Yes, that's the second place. I've heard a thing that normally every podcast, normally the most played episode is episode one, which this one was, yeah. And that's because when people find it, they always go to episode one. Normally that's top rank for everyone. For us, it's second rank. Why is that? Because top rank is...
the Italian match of the day.
Yeah. That episode was just so
70
popular.
Plays.
Yeah. And it was when we were talking about watching Serie A Full Impact, it's called, isn't it?
Yeah.
And watching the highlights and you were getting...
And everyone was like, "Who's what's Italian match of the day?" Because I think it's going to be like... like the same thing as English, back to there, and it is.
And you built up a reputation for being a bit of an expert on Italian football.
That yeah, should we go to that now?
Brings
yeah,
me on to my next question. Yeah, so I've got some stats in front of us here by country.
So we've kind of got the averages of every
points per game. Yeah,
every country. Yeah? England, we did 659 games. My average was 0.65, and that's like out of the three, yeah?
Yeah.
And Dad's average was 0.64, so that's... and yeah, all the countries, so we say, so on all the countries, Lad's average, so my average was 0.66, Dad's average was 0.65.
Oh, you're abusive. They're not bad averages,
On Italy, we need to speak about Italy.
Okay, how many games and what's the average?
Dad's average is... No, the games is 56. So let me just quickly nip to like Scotland, yeah? You got 1 point average. It's because we only did five games, yeah?
Five games, 5 points. I'm smashing Scotland.
Yeah, but 56 games for Italy.
Yeah.
You got an average of 0.66. I got an average of 0.89.
That is a massive average. If you put money on all your 56 Italian bets, you'd have loads of wins because... you're nearly on one, which is like getting everything right.
And then we've got... Oh, can we just speak about Intercontinental and Wales? We only did one match in each one. But on both of them two, I got a 1 point average. He both got a 0 point average.
Yeah. I think we did the World Cup or something.
The reason I think you've got a high average is because on Holland, you got a 3 point average. Only two games in Holland, but
Oh, can we do more games in Holland? I didn't realise that. So we've done two games in Holland and I've got a correct score on both. I must have to have an average.
I've got 0.5.
I am the Holland expert. We should do Holland every week, mate.
We'll do one next week or so.
So do you want to talk about, am I still interviewing you kind of thing? So Lad, could you tell us about, if you put both seasons together, what would the overall scores be?
532 to Lad, and Dad has 523.
Oh, so a 9 point difference. And what about how many correct scores have we both had? We said if we draw on points, it goes to the most corrects.
Correct scores for Dad is 68. Correct scores for Lad is 67.
Oh, do you know what? That makes me worse, though, because I've got more correct scores, but less points.
You.
You've got a lot more ones.
I'm coming at you.
807 games. 4-4-1 last season. 3-6-6 this season. Finally...
I never thought we did 4-4-1 last season.
Yeah, no, we did a lot, didn't we? Because we used to do, like, longer episodes, didn't we?
We used to do short episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some mini pods in there as well. Three times, this is a question for you. Three times we have deviated out of football and done a big sporting event. I wanted to just wonder if you can remember the three sports that we've done one prediction of on each.
Oh, by the way, if anyone wants us to like predict one thing of a different sport, we can do that. So if anyone like tennis or...
F1. Just put a comment in.
We'll do like if you want a match or anything, if you want a certain match or a certain race or anything like that, then we can do that match or that race whatever it is. But I think, is it NBA?
Yeah, we did do an NBA because we were going to the match.
Because we were going to the match. We did a bit of Rugby World Cup, I think, when it was the World Cup.
Yeah, one England match, yeah. And can you remember the other sport? Because I can remember the other sport we did.
PDC World Darts Championship.
We did the final, didn't we, when it was Luke Littler, Luke Humphreys. Yeah, we both backed Littler and he lost, but Littler's been doing amazing. Final question then. which competition? So I've got a list here of competitions that we've. It's 54 different competitions we've done. We've done African Cup of Nations. We've done right down from Premier League, Champions League, down to FA Vars.
We've done like...
You chat about
Eredivisie. Is that high? Is that,
that's the Dutch
Premier League, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Don't want to relive that one. Any others that stand out here? We've got...
Scottish Cup.
We've done Saudi Pro League.
Serie B. SPL.
Yeah, we've done Serie B, two games in Serie B.
SPL is Scottish Premier League.
Yeah, done three matches in the SPL. But then we've done like the Isthmian League Premier and all sorts of stuff.
Saudi Arabian League.
There is one average from a tournament we've done a lot of games on that just stands out a bit to me.
59 games on the FA Cup.
Yeah,
I've got a 0.75 average. You've got a 0.58 average. That's a good tournament.
Have
you got the overall average?
No, but it's going to be bang in the middle of that. So it'd be like 0.66. Yeah, for the FA Cup. I'm dragging it down. You're dragging it up. I tell you what, you're good at League One as well. Look at that.
Yeah, League One, I've got 0.88 average.
And I've got 0.25. So you're battering me.
You've
seen that now. League One or League One?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends which country you're talking. League One or League One. You like them both, don't you? Tell us about the French League.
Okay, we've only done three matches, but I want to do more. You've got a 0.67 average on League One French. I've got a 1.33 average.
Smashing the French League. Wow.
We'll do a bit more of that. We'll do some Dutch, but then we have to do some French.
Yeah, deal. I think the fans always like it when we do that. So that's all I wanted to ask you about it. You're happy?
Ground should we do now?
So you talk about grounds that you've been to, yeah?
Okay. What's the best ground? What's the best thing?
Obviously, when you go, you normally predict the game that you go to quite often. We've got a list of 118 matches that you've been to. How do you want to do it? Scroll through, like talk about the matches, or do you want to
ask me what's my best stadium I've been to? What's the best atmosphere I've ever been to?
Okay.
So
in 118 games, what's the best match you've seen? It doesn't have to be like...
If I don't get the teams right, it's if I say one of the teams, you might be able to say something about it.
Is it recent or old?
A bit older. You know when Notts County had to put their keeper in goal?
Oh, yeah. There we go. I found it. Right, tell us about that.
South... End against Notts County. It was at Notts County. Notts County won 4-1, but that South End had to put a player in goal when their keeper got injured.
Yeah, that was so funny. It was one of the first times we'd seen that. And then
first match always.
Yeah, first match you ever went to was way back in January 2020. Four years ago now. Yeah.
Leicester City under 23s against. Dynamo Zagreb. Whatever you call it. Under 23s. Holmes Park.
Do you know you
2-1 Leicester.
You were still 4 years old when you went to your first ever match there. 4 years old starting.
I was 4 years old.
Yeah, just before your birthday, wasn't it? We had COVID break. We only got to two non-league matches later that year because you couldn't go near any proper matches. What about your first experience of the King Power Stadium?
Leicester City, Villarreal, 3-2 Leicester.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then what about your first Premier League game, which was just a week after?
Oh, yeah, I love that. Leicester against Wolves, 1-0 Leicester. Vardy scored.
You know what? To say that the first goal scorer you saw in like a proper league match, Jamie Vardy, that's just perfect, isn't it? What kind of like... I am going to go about grounds. Tell me some big grounds that you've been to, famous grounds.
Not a big ground, but I've just noticed FC United and Manchester, Afton Colliery's, that was ended 2-0, FC United and Manchester, but we left after only 10 minutes because we needed to get to Old Trafford the same day. Then the Old Trafford game, Man U, Leicester, 1-1. Leicester should have won. Should have been 2-1. Coletti Iheanacho scored. Would have been 2-1 if VAR hadn't ruled out Dane Housen. Was that like Paul Pogba or someone diving on the floor?
Yeah, something like that. Because, yeah, Maddison scored, celebrating the winning goal at Old Trafford. And then VAR found some sort of nudge or something that was just nonsense. But, yeah, so we did a double header. We went to FC United for a good... We were there for like an hour or so before kickoff. And then the game, saw the fans sing, and then we were like, right, we're off to Old Trafford.
And what was that game, Walsall-Leicester, when I got Patson Daka's shirt?
Yes, got Patson Daka's shirt after the game. I was. What trophies have you seen lifted? Because I'm looking at the list here.
The Corindon Cup.
Yeah, I found that. So the Corindon Cup, what was that then, mate? Because people won't know what the hell that is.
Has anyone heard of Corindon the airline? If you haven't, don't worry. It's an airline, and City have the cup called the Corindon Cup, and they invited us to play against them. They were quite confident, I think. They're a bit too confident. Because we went there, we won 4-0, and we took away the Corindon Cup.
Champions of Corindon, we know.
You know what they did? They held the Corindon Cup in front of the Hall fans. Like, why set it up there? Why not do it in front of us?
Yeah, exactly. And you did see another trophy. It wasn't the team we wanted to win about a couple of months before that. Can you remember this one?
Oh, yeah, Peterborough Sports Colville.
Because it was a playoff final, there was a trophy for that, wasn't there?
What was that? Game held up at half-time for...
Yeah, we put some comments when something happens. So at half-time, they added an extra 30 minutes on because there was some trouble and they nearly called the game off. Do you not remember that? We were down the other end, but yeah, Peterborough and Colville fans throwing flares.
Oh, yeah.
You got on the pitch after the game, didn't you? So a bit of an experience. You've been on a few pitches, actually. That's my next
question. Yeah, North... Shields.
Yeah.
Harbour.
Yeah. Peter Sport's been on Anstey's countless times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Loads of times. Any other big stadiums? You've mentioned Old Trafford. Any other big stadiums you've been?
Stamford Bridge. Wembley.
Yeah. Well, we went for England-Brazil recently.
Yeah.
Stamford Bridge. Any other big ones?
Anfield.
Yeah.
Go back to... same thing, we've done this twice now. Barnet against Dorking.
Yeah.
We went to that. Barnet won 6-0.
Yeah.
We were there for around 20 minutes. So, like, was it like 45 minutes to 65
I think
minutes?
It was 4-0 when we got there already.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
4-0. Yeah. We saw no goals. 6-0 and we saw none of them.
We were in the pub at Wembley by the time it ended.
On the same day. We went to Wembley. But, you know, when we were on the tube down to Wembley,
yeah.
I could see a sign saying 6-0. Like,
yeah, we'd walked from the ground to the what's the station called where Barnet is? I can't remember
Not Cannon's Way.
Cannon's Park. Yeah, what a good shout that is, mate. Right,
I don't know.
Tell you how many grounds you've been to. You've been to 51 different grounds for 118 matches. Not bad at all, is it? So I haven't got many more questions to ask about this. Maybe just enjoying doing the podcast, 100 episodes in?
Yeah.
Maybe throw a couple of... There might be a couple of mini-pods this season because I think we might end up going to some playoff games because a lot of the local teams are getting to playoff time. So watch out for that.
Everyone, I think that's it, really.
Yeah.
Just one thing to say. Everyone... listen, because we'll have another podcast out very shortly.
Yeah, very short. And thank you for all your listening over the last 100 episodes. And nothing else to say?
No.
In that case, it's bye from Dad.
And one from Lad. Thank you.